proud to welcome new author Lee Danielle Hubbard and her latest book, Clan of the Dung Sniffers. Danielle, welcome.
Thank you.
So this is your first book, eh?
Yes, yep, it's my first novel to be published.
Now, did you do any research on the era, the time, and the place?
Well, it's set in a fantastical world. I didn't do extensive research, but it is set in a Middle Eastern kind of world. And at the time that I wrote the book, my uncle was living in the Middle East, and so a lot of the vocabulary and imagery and sort of the flavor of the book came from photos and stories that he had of what he was doing. So I wouldn't say that I exactly did research, but I tried to give it as much authenticity as I could, if that makes sense.
It certainly does. When we read your book, we get the feeling that there's some facts in there that we can't necessarily quite pick out unless, of course, someone is very familiar with that region of the world. So there is that flavor, yes, that it has some setting in this world. Can you tell us a bit about what would be fact and fiction?
I would say that it is largely fiction because, I mean, I would categorize it as fantasy. And I wrote it when I was 16. I remember there was a lot of time spent locked away in my bedroom just kind of spewing crazy, bizarre ideas into my computer. Most of it would be fiction. The factual parts, I suppose, would be describing the food the people eat. I think that they eat food that's pretty true to Lebanon or North Africa, that kind of region. I would say it's mainly fiction, really, when it comes down to it.
Well, being fantasy, we do expect that. Now, did you find it challenging putting yourselves into the heads of your characters?
Actually, the characters was what I started with in the whole book. The whole thing began with the first couple chapters in the first draft were just streams of consciousness about the characters. And so, really, no. I think being in the heads of the characters was the easiest part. The more difficult part was making the plot fit together. I think I relate to people a lot better than I relate to concretely what happens at what times and making sure everything fits together in the end. So though the characters were fun. I think they were what carried it along for me.
So I guess that's why, did you write a lot of drafts of the book before you had the polished version that we get to read on the bookshelves?
Yes, there were definitely rough draft versions. I first compiled it all on my first computer, which was, if anybody knows or cares, one of those little, I think they're called, I don't remember, they're the little black and white Macintoshes that look a little bit like R2-D2. And so, and it was connected to a dot matrix printer, so it ream off like 300 pages of this.
The good old days.
Yeah. And so I still have that rough draft, and there are sections of dialogue that are still pretty much exactly the same, but yeah, big parts that have changed and been rewritten as well.
Do you have now you write a lot of other things. You do write poetry as well. Do you have other writings that are kind of similar or different to this book?
My poetry especially is a lot different from Clan of the Dung Sniffers. Well, that's not entirely true. I have a number of poems that are set in similar settings, such as Bahrain or Egypt and that area of the world, but in content and style, they're much different. They're much more literary and kind of set in the real world as opposed to fantasy world. I would say they're more literary fiction as opposed to fantastical fiction.
Now, do you find any subject taboo in writing?
Not particularly. I think that in writing, you should be allowed and able and feel free to write about anything. I mean, of course, what you write will dictate who is going to want to read your book and who's going to want to be, who will be offended by it. I know, for instance, Clan is pretty easy on profanity or sexual content or anything like that. And it's not because I made a conscious effort to boycott it. I wouldn't hesitate to write about anything.
Are you working on your next fantasy novel now?
I am working on another novel. It's not exactly fantasy, though. It's more literary fiction, I think.
Oh, interesting. Are there any other stories that you intend to set in the same world at some point?
I actually would love to write another book in the same world. I don't think I would write it about the same characters, necessarily, because I don't want them to drag on and for people to get tired of them and anything like that. But definitely the world, I left a whole bunch of tangents open that haven't been explored yet, so I would love to set it in some other corner of the world that I haven't explored much yet.
What corner of the world would you choose if you had to choose right now?
Oh, right now.
no pressure.
I'd like to write something from the perspective of the fur smugglers, who are a nomadic people that travel around between cities and pockets of civilization. And in Clan of the Dung Sniffers, some of the characters fall in briefly with the fur smugglers, but they don't do anything very significant. But they kind of intrigue me. So I think they're sort of like outlaws and traders and that kind of, you know, that kind of pocket of society. So I would like to write about them more, I think.
That's fair. You do seem to have a fascination just from Clan of the Dung Sniffers as well, a fascination with kind of plots that are just a little bit out of the ordinary. You know, things that could happen to anyone, and you tell it with such humor, too.
But I'm doubtful that they would happen to anyone, yes.
Well, that's fair. Well, we certainly hope to get the chance to read a lot more from you.
Thank you. I hope you do, yes.
Well, you are rather young. I won't reveal your age, but you are of a good age, so we're certain that you'll have plenty of time to give us many, many more offerings.
Yes, thank you. I hope I will. I don't die in a high-speed bicycle crash.
I'll try not to.
That's my only fear.
Be careful of rushing buses, too. Those are dangerous.
The buses, yes. It's going to be a bus, I think.
Well, thank you so much for being here today and talking with us about your writing and the writing process.
All right. Yes, thank you, Marie. It was a pleasure to be with you, even if only across cyberspace.
Well, maybe someday. And we'll invite listeners to visit www.edgewebsite.com, where they can learn all about the information on your current novel. So thank you very much, Danielle, and have a great evening.
Thank you again, Marie. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And we'll see you all again on The Edge.